end it like I didn't know something was wrong. As such things want to happen, I was soon brought to harsh reality when one day I said to him, "Hey babe, I think I'll spend the weekend at California. Nancy's getting married on Saturday." He'd been silent for about 3 minutes, and then said with an air of finality, "No." "What?" I'd asked, almost smiling because it seemed funny that he would reply to my statement with no. It wasn't a question. It was a straightforward statement that didn't require a permissive answer. "Excuse me?" I said, trying to be sure that what I heard was what I heard. "I said no," he repeated, this time with a bit of rudeness. I didn't want to fight him. In fact, I've spent the better part of the relationship trying not to fight him. The other time when Ernie was having his graduation, I'd wanted to go over there and celebrate with him, but Mark had put up such a tantrum, I thought, he doesn't want me out of his sight. That's why he behaves like this. How sweet. And that is how it seemed at first. Sweet. But today, having had a rather long day, it was becoming more obvious that this was not a cute attempt by a man to keep his woman all to himself. This was a game of control, and I was starting to see that I had been losing for a very long time. I still didn't want to fight him, so I just continued undressing and stepped into the shower as I planned to. As usual, he came over after a few minutes and pushed the shower curtain sideways. But instead of giggling and making a show of covering myself up as I always did, I just ignored him and went right on. That night, I felt a feeling that was becoming rather usual for me nowadays. A feeling of being closed off, trapped, or about to be trapped. I had a nightmare, and when I woke up around 2 a.m., I didn't go back to bed. The following morning, as I dressed up for work, I decided to talk to Mark about my traveling again. But the minute I started the conversation, and he realized where it was going, he said point blank, "I already responded to that, Lolita. You can't go." "But my friend needs me to attend her wedding, and I really want to."
"I don't care. I just want you here this weekend. I made reservations at Harry's."
"What?"
I all but yelled.
Harry's was a small motel downtown that Mark made us visit sometime. He loved to dress up and do some role-playing. Sometimes this role-play becomes rather too kinky or intense for my liking, and really, it gets to me the way he makes us do it at least once a month. The experience always leaves me feeling like a whore. I looked at Mark and said in the calmest voice I could muster, "Mark, we've already been to Harry's twice this month already."
"Well, I want to go again."
"Well, I don't."
"Well, you have to."
"I don't think so." I was starting to raise my voice, and I knew it. I was uncomfortable at this idea inside, but I just couldn't stop it. I felt like a dam that's burst its holdings and was now pouring in all directions. "I'm not going to Harry's this month anymore. In fact, I'm not going to Harry's ever again. I'm going for the wedding, and if you won't come with me, I'll go alone." I was shaking vigorously by the time I was done. His face was crimson, and when I looked at his deep blue eyes, I could see a coldness that chilled me to the bones. I there and then decided to ignore him for the rest of the day and started to go about my daily business. I dressed up for work and was going to leave him in the house when he came up behind me and put his arms around me. I melted instantly, as I always did. There was just something about this man that made it almost